flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hill Notes coming up in 15 minutes or so, but right now on a Celtics Wednesday, Mego is here, another attendee, unlike others, at the Odyssey holiday party on Friday night.
I was there. I did not bowl, but I was there.
Enjoyed hanging out with you. You were sipping on, I believe, a delicious martini, if I remember correctly.
I was having, actually, Kat Jones, Jones's wife, was introducing me to this like tequila seltzer blend thing with coconut in it, and it was delicious. But I am a big teeny girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've had some teenies in our day.
Martini Adelini. That's me.
All right.
That's actually my father.
Oh, that's your father?
Yeah, Martin Adelini.
You like a dirty one too, right?
I like a twist. I don't like olive, so I like the lemon twist. Mm. And I'm going to a place tonight that I think has the second best martinis in all of Greater Boston.
Well, that's a bold statement.
I know. And I think second best is couching it in reality, so you know I'm telling the truth. I'm not telling you it has the very best.
Mm-hmm.
1928 Beacon Hill.
It is such a good one.
Legit martini.
Yeah.
Where do you believe the best is? I know where I think it is.
Same.
I'm hesitant to say because I don't want other people taking bar stools away from me.
Oh.
Do you want? I'll disclose.
It's not what. Are you and I saying the same?
I think that we're on the same one. Is the glass frosted with ice?
Yes.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, Grill 23.
Grill 23, I think.
Grill 23 is definitely top five.
And I bet I know yours.
What?
Franklin Cafe?
No, but I love the atmosphere. Franklin
they have
Cafe.
A good martini as well.
Also, anchovies in the South End.
Okay.
That would round out my top five. Number one in the entire Greater Boston area has to be the Abbey in Brookline.
I've never been.
Huh? Really?
Incredible, incredible martini.
Okay. Do they have different flavors?
You know where Ken lives.
You and I, Washington Square.
There was a place that was in the financial district that you and I attended quite a bit for their martinis, and it was shut down because the manager was being inappropriate with people.
There was a little drama.
There was a scandal there.
We were there shortly
had good
before
martinis.
That place had legit martinis.
He was a creeper. But are there different flavors to martinis?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right.
Espresso, your martini order martini. Says a lot about you.
Yeah, I love this espresso martini. I don't get it in the glass, though.
What do you mean?
What do you just say? You love the espresso martini, but then you asked if there were flavors of martini.
See, I wasn't sure. For some reason, I was like, is that a martini?
Yeah.
I wasn't
it's in the name of it. Wiggy.
Because my favorite is the pistachio.
you can only
get them in the North End.
Yeah.
And
I don't you're like probably not a fan of that, though, because it's not real martini.
It's not?
Are you gin or vodka?
Vodka. I'm a vodka gal. Yeah. I like vodka straight up, bone dry with a lemon twist.
And I just asked them to put it in a regular glass because for whatever
reason.
You
like it on ice.
No, I always spill it.
You're right, Wiggy. This is not a martini, what you're ordering.
Yeah. No, it is a martini.
It's like a frappuccino.
But it's a pistachio, and I go in the regular. I did have a watermelon one time that was really.
Is that a daiquiri? What's going on?
Might have been like a martini.
100. Yeah, watermelon martini.
I did have 100 martinis, but are those martinis? I know it's in the name.
Well, she said olives and stuff. So,
speaking of Friday night, and again, I don't know. I cannot figure out how I feel about the Celtics because I just know I suspect they're waiting around till the playoffs get here, and then we see who they really are. Whatever. But Friday night, we were at the holiday party. Lackluster effort from that basketball team.
Yes.
Friday night.
Against Sacramento. And to be fair, that's a team that is red hot. I know people hear Sacramento Kings and they're pretty low in the Western Conference standings, but they had a 7-game win streak and they had won their sixth with you. And so that's a team that is just rolling. They have a weird interim coach situation. Yeah. So you think it's like a dead cat bounce for them, but they're doing really well. And so I couch
that. Should I just give up my expectation that in the NBA there's going to be some defense that is actually played? Like, should I just give up that expectation?
So last time I was here to answer that question, I was saying, like, I'm not going to give the Celtics the benefit of saying they're all healthy now. And so they're adjusting to each other. Yeah. But I did think about the other night, Joe Mazzulla said, we're kind of in training camp mode where our starters, because they're getting off to these slow starts. They went 1-for-11 from the 3-point line on Sunday against the Pelicans, who are a dreadful team in terms of their record. And so I think that they are adjusting to some of having Kristaps Porzingis back on defense. He's a great rim defender, but then you maybe give something up in the 3-point game on the other side, and some of these teams are doing that against them. I do think that there is an adjustment level. Again, it's great that they're all healthy, but at the same time, you have individuals like Jaylen Brown, Drew Holiday, who have been in and out of the lineup, and there is some of this adjustments going on. I don't think, again, that it's like teams figuring them out or other teams surging and being actually more talented or better than the Celtics. I just think it's a little bit of tweaks here and there of them trying to get back in with each other.
And then you sprinkle the boredom in. Because we know in the NBA, the NHL, and Major League Baseball, like the regular season is, especially when you're a good team. When you're a good team, what does the regular season really mean for you, right? You're probably thinking like, all right, maybe we don't get the number one seed, but we can go anywhere and beat anybody, you know, four games. And I think part of it is that, especially, you know, in hockey and basketball, because there's so many games throughout the week where it's just like, all right. And unless it's like you're playing against the Cavaliers or you're playing against OKC where it's like, all right, we're going to get a little extra juice for this. You know, it's, you're playing against the Raptors. Like, what, 8-9 wins?
They're playing down to people, which is a bit concerning, I think, for people.
I think it's boredom. You're there at the games, I mean.
Yeah,
and I think especially when you look at these two games, there's a human nature aspect to this where they came off that road trip where they went 3-1, overall big success, tough second half that they had against Oklahoma City. But then when they're back, it's kind of like, oh, you're back at home, a little bit more comfortable. You're seeing teams that don't have great records, but they still have individual pieces like Sabonis on the Kings who can really get after you in the fourth quarter if you let up that mental game just a little bit. And I think it's interesting you mentioned the Cavs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a team where, you're right, Wiggy, the regular season means different things for different teams.
Right.
And for the Celtics, the regular season means stay healthy, stay the course, be yourselves. And then when you get closer to the playoffs, get in your groove, get in your rotation, get into the playoffs and do your damage there. For a team like the Cavs, like they're establishing their culture. They're finding themselves. And that's just a different kind of regular season than the defending champs are going to have.
Did you like the way they, and when I say they, I mean Joe Mazzulla and Jason Tatum, responded to Jennings calling Jason Tatum the softest player in the NBA?
I kind of think it just doesn't deserve any response. Like, it's such a play for attention from Jennings.
Right.
And again, if you look, I get it. Like, we're all in the media. You say stuff, you put it out there. You're like planting your flag. This is my thing. It's just, I don't know. I think that the Tatum the Tatum dialogue around him is so ridiculous because the guy's been a top five player. He finished sixth for MVP last year, but I think most people would agree that he's been a top five player for the past three plus seasons. He's on the best team in the league. He's going to be an MVP. He's probably going to win another championship. And then you have a podcast this week putting out a list of top five Celtics, and here's why Jason Tatum's not on it. Why are you so desperate?
Personality.
You put out your own, didn't you?
Yeah, a response, but it goes to show you that Tatum has the star power because you're getting your attention by saying stuff about Tatum and trying to fuel that fire of the dialogue around him.
Are you saying his personality is soft?
No, because he's a quiet, reserved type
of alpha
guy. No, that's not an alpha. He's just somebody. He's not an ish talker, right? Because when they did the top five Celtics and Brandon Jennings and them were arguing, they were putting KG in there.
Kevin McHale at number three. Right? I love Kevin McHale, but that's the sixth man of the year guy.
Those guys were trash talkers, right?
Yeah.
So you don't hear, and the biggest thing.
Do you think that's what Jennings meant, or do you think he meant that Jason Tatum is always trying to get himself a call? Like always wanting
No, I think he meant that because Tatum doesn't have that, like, personality of like, oh, I'm going to bite your head off and I'm going to tell you about it. Because he loves Kobe, but doesn't have the Kobe personality, and he's quiet, he's reserved, then people tend to be like, oh, he's soft. He's not a killer because that's not who he is. Like they did the same thing with Kawhi Leonard because Kawhi's not a big talker. I just think when you look at Tatum's playing, he's somebody that is like, I played with Troy Brown. Troy Brown wasn't a big talker, but he led by the way he played, and that was his killer mentality, was I'm going to go out there and play this way.
Yeah,
I think that's why he gets knocked.
I think that it's also just we lose focus of Tatum's been playing for so many seasons. He's still a young guy. He's still, if you look at the averages of NBA players just beginning to enter his prime years of production, like when you look at overall the stars, his contemporaries, and the generation before, this is where it becomes, okay, your prime stats, which is crazy.
And that's what makes people, to me, morons, because look what he's done as a young guy just hitting his prime. Look at the numbers he's put up. And as a young, we haven't seen another Celtic do what he's been able to do in the first, 7 years of his career. And like you said, Mego, he's now hitting his prime. And if he could continue to win multiple championships, you're going to make the case that he goes down as the greatest Celtic to ever play.
Let's not touch Bill Russell.
You hit a nerve, though.
Could he crack the top three?
Bill Russell has a bridge named after him.
Russell and Bird are kind of set.
I think more people would put Bird ahead of Bill Russell because of Bird's personality.
No, that's silly. As long as we're in agreement.
Yeah, I know that.
But it's Larry Bird. Why do people hate Jason Tatum so much? It seems like across the league, people do not like Jason Tatum.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, are you talking about other players?
I'm talking about other people, whether it's media, national media. Yeah. It seems like there's always a slight against Jason Tatum. When we saw it immediately after they won the championship, the way in which the general public, not here in Boston, responded to the Celtics winning, and Jason Tatum in particular.
Courtney, you know this. Jealousy is a disease.
I know.
Yes, it is.
Well, soon.
Yes, yeah. It is.
It's confusing to me where the hate comes from because it's not a personality thing. He, like you said, if you want to say he has a soft personality because he doesn't lead in that way, I don't get it.
I think it's because he had a standout rookie season. As you remember, we were both covering the team at that time. And he exploded so quickly onto the scene as a super, super young guy that everybody was doing the, he's just 19, Jason Tatum, he's the next thing. And then it took several years for the team to get to a championship. And I think people from the outside felt like, oh, it's like anything. Oh, you're hyping this guy up.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
But then he hasn't won, and then he does win, and it's at that point.
And that's everybody else was hurt.
You're such a big brand that there's a no-win situation there. Jealousy.
Wiggy, if you had to win one game seven, you could only play one of them. Mm-hmm. Who would you play, Bird or Tatum?
Oh, Bird.
Okay,
good.
Right, but I didn't say now. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't
in the moon. That's good.
In the future, if Tatum gets four chips...
Oh, Jesus.
He's got one, right. So he only got to win three more, and it's possible.
Just three.
If Mahomes wins seven more.
But if we're comparing them to the Golden State and the run that the Golden State Warriors had, Steph Curry has four. So there's a possibility if Tatum's, what we would say, I would argue he's the best player in the NBA, but let's say he's in the top three.
Would you say Steph Curry's a better player than Bird?
Wow.
Because if you're saying he's going to get to Curry and you don't think Curry's better than Bird, then what are we talking about?
No, I said that when it's all said and done, people could make the argument. I'm a Bird fan, so I'm a little bit biased.
Right.
But if Tatum gets the three or four chips and what
now it's down to three.
All right, I'm just trying to say, I don't want people to be like, all right, he's got to get to 11. If he gets the three or four chips and he's going to have the numbers when it comes to stats and all that other nonsense, it's going to be more of...
It's impossible to compare eras.
Especially in the NBA.
But no, I get you, but that's what we do. We always say, who's the greatest of all time, Bird or LeBron? We compare...
Some people say Jordan.
Yeah, some people might
throw, excuse me, Jordan. Jordan or LeBron. I mean,
Larry Bird and Magic saved basketball,
yeah.
So there's that.
Right.
Greg saved DEI. Yeah,
but
there's that.
Greg, yes. There are a lot of people.
Thank you, by the way.
You're welcome. Everybody's welcome. Thank you. I ask nothing but a thank you.
There are a lot of people.
Pretty big paycheck.
That do top five that don't have Bird in the top five greatest basketball players of all time.
That's ridiculous.
But that's what we do here. We have that conversation.
Mego, great to see you.
Yes, you guys
too. Did you have some sort of an issue with me and something that you wanted to bring up?
Yeah, you have an issue with how you're describing your snow show.
Really?
Ski and board?
Yeah.
That's not it. It's ski and ride.
Oh.
From a snowboarder here.
Right?
You don't say board. Nobody says I'm going boarded.
Gonna go shred the gnar, bro.
Yeah, ski or shred, that works too.
Wow, I've never heard ride.
Yeah, ski or ride.
That's ski or ride.
Yes, not ski or board. Board is what kids do at very rich schools.
You are a rider.
Well, no, I'm a snowboarder.
You're a boarder. Will you join us at the snow show?
Oh, I would love to.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'll have to check my Celtic schedule, but
maybe
I'm a very talented snowboarder.
Bring the mister?
Wow. No cap.
Maybe bring the mister along.
Yeah, he's a bad skier, but he'll be my lodge bunny, and I will be the athlete on the mountain.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it is a week from Friday, so we would love to have you there with us.
Oh, wow.
We will set it all up.
Sounds great, guys.
That is Mego. You read her at weei.com, and she is our Celtics insider. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, and let's
Pete Abe actually is the Boston Sports Lodge, buddy.
Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Bruins beat the Lightning 6-2 after the Bees jumped out to an early 2-0 lead, didn't let up. Pasta and Zaka each had a goal and two assists in this one. While Jeremy Swayman was in goal, he had 43 saves in the win. The Bees are off now till Saturday, while the Celtics are in Toronto to take on the Raptors. Tip is at 7:30 this evening. We talked about Mike Tomlin yesterday and whether or not he'll be out in Pittsburgh after the Steelers lost to the Ravens last weekend. When asked for his message to any team that might be interested in possibly trading for him, he said, quote, "I have no message. Save your time." The divisional round is set for this weekend on Saturday at 4:30. The Texans will take on the Chiefs in Kansas City, and the Commanders will take on the Lions at 8 in Detroit. On Sunday, it's Rams at Eagles at 3 and Ravens at Bills at 6:30. WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. And guys, it is Wednesday, which means it is time to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeoutmarket.com.
Easy one for me this week. It is that Philly Eagles fan that has been fired from his DEI hospitality position, unfortunately. Oh. The man that was harassing the woman, the Packers fan woman, at the game over the weekend.
So he lost his job.
Lost his job. Poor guy.
Okay. He learned that free speech has repercussions.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put Brandon Jennings in timeout because of the fact of you calling Tatum soft. You don't even have him in top five Celtics of all time. And, you know, all the hate that you're spewing towards a guy that we've seen since he's gotten the league just continually to get better and better and better. Like Mego said, right now is he's hitting the peak of his game.
Okay. Anybody else?
I have a quick one that's on brand. Bill Belichick for the pathetic, petty way in which he's promoting Mike Vrabel and the way he was such a D-bag to Mayo. Like, don't call me petty and support that guy. The over-the-top gushing over the hiring of Mike Vrabel was a little much.
Okay. Chime, you got anything?
I'm going to put Jerry Jones in timeout. I think the way he handled the firing of Mike McCarthy was dumb. If you were going to do it right away. You could have interviewed all of the best candidates. Instead, he waited. And now he's stuck with, I need to either find a way to lure Dion to Dallas or hire, like, Aaron Glenn.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
We'll experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston. Nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. And trending was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's cold. Feels like 13, but our lodge buddy Greg Hill is going to be ready this afternoon, high in the mid-20s.